Ours to Protect. Brought to you by TIP FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
I suppose that's true. We've been thinking about it for a long time, but you know, some of the things that cause us to think about it, you know, let's say if we're talking about biodiversity, is our reliance on biodiversity. So we need insects for pollinating our crops and so on, which wouldn't necessarily be the case for, you know, for every different type of crop, but for fruits it's essential. So often it's the, you know, it's the things that you're watching that get your attention, and then you realize, well, what happens if that doesn't work as well as it did, or if it stops working completely. So I suppose possibly that was a bit of an introduction into why we were interested in sustainability from an early stage.
Running a business that's environmentally friendly, I presume that brings extra problems to solve and ways of working around things.
Yeah, it does. I suppose you tend to break things down a little bit. So, for example, on our energy side of things, you know, we put in solar panels, and we get about 15% of our electricity annually from the solar panels, and hopefully a bit more after this year. We've got permission to put in a few more, but you know, that's only just one out of the huge myriad of things that we have to think about, you know. So even something as obvious as water, which we get plenty of, you know, you're thinking about how to maybe minimize the extraction of that, or how to use it most effectively and so on. All the fertilizers that are used on the crops and so on, how to avoid any pollution, you know, as a side effect of using those and so on. And even in here where we're standing in a tunnel at the moment, you know, we used to grow the crops of raspberries and strawberries. We used to grow them in peat. And, you know, we've been kind of aware for, I suppose, for 25, maybe even 30 years that peat wasn't going to be available forever. And, you know, in some other countries, they developed alternatives. So when Bordemona stopped harvesting peat here in Ireland a couple of years ago, that was the end of that for us. Now, luckily, the alternative works just as well as peat, which is a material called coco coir, which comes from the outer husk of a coconut. But on the other hand, we don't grow coconuts in Ireland, so this coco coir has to be transported all the way from Indonesia to here. So we're getting rid of one sustainability problem, which is, you know, taking peat out of the bogs, which we shouldn't be doing. But there's still an issue with the solution as well. And that is often the case. You end up, you know, looking at a problem and trying to fix that sustainability problem, but you fix it, but the solution also has its problems.
You mentioned insects and how vital they are to your whole business here, but also I'm sure there are some that you don't want coming near your crop.
Yeah, actually, that's one of the reasons we're inside in this tunnel here at the moment. So there's a new pest came to Ireland about 10 years ago. It's a little fruit fly. It originated in Asia, and then it was next seen in the United States maybe 20 years ago or so. And it probably got from Indonesia to the States, you know, in fruit that was imported to the States. And of course, in the wintertime, we import blueberries and raspberries and stuff like that into Ireland from the States. And probably a punnet was packed with a few of these insects inside in it. And somebody opened the pack when it got to Ireland, and the insects flew out. And next thing we have a new pest in the country. And as it happens, that pest likes our climate a lot, and it likes blackberries a lot. And of course, outside we have plenty of, you know, brambles, blackberries all around the countryside. So it's spread throughout Ireland. But it kind of means now that most raspberries have had to move from growing outdoors to indoors, which is where we are now, and because we can keep the pest out of the, you know, out of the glasshouse or out of the tunnel or whatever. But of course, that's a, you know, that's a major change in the production of raspberries, for example, that you would move them inside. Same for us with the cherries, although they would always have been inside, but again, we can protect them from that particular pest by keeping them inside. But it's, you know, that's part of, I suppose, the cost of, you know, of the internationalization, if you like, of trade and all that. Because if something can, you know, if a punnet of fruit can be moved from one part of the world to another overnight in a plane, so can the pest that might be on that fruit, you know.
The whole thing, though, of we being so much in the habit now of we can have strawberries all year round or raspberries or whatever, but the distance that they have to travel isn't exactly ideal.
No, I suppose the distance for food, it's very difficult for most people to kind of get a grasp of, you know, what is good and what is bad and what's really bad. But I suppose if you're looking at the really bad, it's anything that's air transported distance, because air transport is much less efficient than any other form of transport. So typically it would tend to be the, you know, the out of season fruits, and sometimes you'll see, you know, green beans from Kenya or that kind of stuff that has to get here quick as well. So it's those type of products that are, you know, traveling very long distances. Really, I suppose, in a world where there was logic applied to the food system, that wouldn't be happening. They would either have to grow them closer, or we would have to do without at certain times of the year.
You've grown up here on the apple farm, and I'm sure you've seen huge changes over the years. No doubt there's going to be huge change again into the future.
Yes, that's one of the things that kind of gets me slightly anxious at times, because it was a very unusual thing to get summer hail in Ireland. If we got hail, it would tend to be in the winter time, but now we're getting summer hail, and that is very dangerous for fruit crops because of it. You know, it can bruise the fruit and so on, which would render them unsaleable. And in most of the fruit growing areas of Europe now, all the apples are grown, you couldn't say indoors, but they have covers over them to protect them from hail. And it looks like that's the way we're going to go here as well now in the next probably decade or so, because the climate is changing so quickly. And apart from, you know, adding a lot of cost and a fair bit of hassle, you know, you're wondering, well, really, should I bother with that investment at all? Or maybe it'll mean that, you know, that I just have to chance it. And if it goes wrong, that, you know, that we, in the longer run, we may not grow apples anymore. Who's to say? But it's a very big question, because, you know, on a farm the size of ours, you know, covering even a small area at a time, you're talking, you know, investments probably running into millions, probably, I would say, you know. And it's not like at the moment there's, you know, that kind of profit in the apples to justify that. Now, obviously, if there's more investment, the price will have to go up, and I suppose that is a problem for consumers, because a lot of consumers already have, you know, difficulty buying, you know, especially the more expensive types of fruits and vegetables and meats and so on. The changes that are happening in the general environment will have a cost implication, like, there's no question about that, and that will feed through to the final price and that the consumer has to pay.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by TIP FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission Naman, with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.